Would everyone in the Senate chambers please rise, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, for a prayer by Senator Rowden, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Father, we come before you today and we thank you for the awesome opportunity that we have to serve in this chamber. We thank you for health. We thank you for safety as we have come through tough conditions today. It says in your word, God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I pray today that we would first seek you and seek the things of your heart, grace and compassion and humility and justice. Give us the strength to do this job well. And for those who can't be with us, I pray that you would give them a quick recovery, safety, and healing. We thank you for the chance to serve, and we pray for your continued blessing on our state and on this country. We ask this in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 11th day, Tuesday, January 26, 2021.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though I haven't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading in the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. The senator from Lawrence County.
Mr. President, I'm honored to have a guest this morning over here to your right, Celeste Kramer. And I believe her husband, Doug, is somewhere in the building. I'm not sure if he's up in the upper gallery or not, but she is here to be interrogated by your committee on gubernatorial appointments this morning. And would the body please welcome her to the chamber?
Let's welcome Ms. Kramer and her husband to the Senate chamber. Senator from the 24th.
Ask for a moment of personal privilege.
Senator from the 24th has requested a moment of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, today, January 27th, is Holocaust Memorial Day. It is recognizing this date in 1945, where the Auschwitz concentration camp was liberated. It is a day that we should all think about as we remember the people that have died in Nazi Germany, and the people that have died in genocides throughout the world beyond that date. It's a day for us to remember, but also to look forward and to make sure that we pay attention and we do everything we can to take care of each other. With that, Mr. President, I'd like to ask for a moment of silence in memory of all those who have died in genocides.
Would the members of the Senate, as well as the staff and guests, please rise for a moment of silence. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from Scott County.
Mr. President, I have a special guest here today. I'd like for the body to recognize Brian Giroux up in the gallery. He is here for confirmation today to the Missouri Ag and Small Business Development Authority. And so I ask that the body make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome Mr. Giroux to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I have a list of the escort committee for the state of the state. I'd like to send forward and have it printed in the journal.
Please send your escort litty forward. It will be printed in the journal, Senator, but the secretary is also going to read the escort list.
Escort Committee for State of the State. Senators David Schatz, Dan Hageman, Bob Onder, Jeannie Riddle, Paul Whelan, Greg Razor, Brian Williams, Jill Shoup, Lauren Arthur, Carla May.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you also please refer SCR 6 to the Committee on Gubernatorial Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight?
That bill shall be so referred. The order of business is now resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. While we're waiting for the Senator from Franklin, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Franklin, would you like to restate that referral to that bill to go to rules?
Mr. President, what was that question?
Would you care to restate that referral so that the bill you mentioned going to GAFO actually goes to rules?
Yes, I would like to restate that. Could you please refer SCR 6 to the Committee on Rules?
That bill shall be so referred.
Thank you.
Very good, Mr. President. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Please send your legislative package forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 435, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to certain payments to businesses owned by licensed real estate salespersons and broker salespersons.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 436, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to a deduction for business expenses related to the sale of medical marijuana.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 437, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to economic development districts.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Scott County.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 438, introduced by Senator Rader, an act relating to court dockets for foster care cases.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill number 439, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to actions to quiet titles involving subsurface rights.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 9th.
Mr. President, I have two bills to introduce. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 440, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to juvenile detention.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 441, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to the Missouri Food Security Task Force.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask that you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committee. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your committee's Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred, Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 2, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
The order of business is announcements.
Mr. President.
The chair would like to make an announcement. We would ask the Senate and staff to wish the senator from the 24th a very happy 39th birthday. Let's wish the senator from the 24th. Senior senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. You did exactly what I was about to do. So thank you. You're on your game today, Mr. President.
Sorry to steal your thunder, Senator. Announcements. Senator from Newton County.
President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, Veterans, Military Affairs will be having a hearing upon recess in SCR 1.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government and Elections will be meeting at noon in SCR 1.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2:30 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2:30 p.m. this day.